Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. Today, we're here once again speaking about one of my favorite topics, AI. AI is often associated with front-end applications like customer service or personalization, but its potential goes way far beyond that. In a previous episode, we explored how AI is transforming sourcing. Today, we're uncovering even more behind-the-scenes use cases, including how AI can help retailers and wholesalers navigate tariffs and optimize manufacturing decisions. Joining us once again is Ashley Hetrick. Ashley is here to break down how predictive tools and dynamic buying strategies are reshaping the way businesses respond to cost pressures. Ashley, welcome back.
Thanks, Natalie.
Ashley, in our last conversation, we explored how AI can enhance sourcing, a powerful but really often overlooked application. Today, let's expand that lens. Can AI also help retailers and wholesalers navigate the complexities of tariffs?
AI absolutely has a role to play in helping retailers and wholesalers navigate the complexities of tariffs, trade policies, and a number of shifting costs. Tariffs can shift quickly, as we saw earlier this year, based on geopolitical events, trade negotiations, and regulatory changes. And that volatility makes it really hard for retailers to plan and really puts them in often react mode. That's where predictive AI tools can be incredibly valuable. The easiest use case we see is using AI as a scenario modeling tool, helping businesses simulate how specific tariff structures and changes affect cost, margins, and even customer pricing. That kind of insight is critical for making smart decisions. And one of the things we found is without AI, it can take a really long time for companies to manipulate their data in a way that they can start to make informed choices. So that's the biggest thing that we're seeing it used for right now. How do I very quickly say, if this tariff moves from 10 to 15%, what's my total exposure? Where is that exposure? Is it high demand items, low demand items? And what does that mean for my business?
So let's unpack that a little bit further. You know, how can AI be used as a predictive tool, specifically when it comes to tariffs and cost modeling?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. For so long, we've been using AI, and I say for so long, in the last 2 years since it's been a real tool we could use, to tell us what happened in the past. As we move into predictive, part of what we want to do is analyze historic, not only tariff patterns, but also different cost drivers to say, where are we starting to pick up signals that something may be changing in the market? That will give our sourcing and procurement teams a heads up to start adjusting their supplier strategies or rebalance their footprint. We're also seeing a lot of companies have made a significant investment in dual sourcing or multi-sourcing in specific categories. AI as a predictive tool also lets us use dynamic buying. So it's not just for tariff changes, but also any cost change. If it starts to move one way, I can actually use an AI model to tell me, if you shift purchasing over to this supplier, then you're going to save X, Y, and Z, or move it to buying from this geographic location of this supplier. The really interesting application comes when I can layer machine learning on top of that and have the AI model actually deploy those changes for me. That's where dynamic buying, how do I make smart, fast decisions in response to changing market conditions, becomes really interesting. And I think that's something that we'll see emerge as a strategy companies are deploying over the next year or two.
So that sounds incredibly cool, incredibly futuristic. So I guess my question then is, you know, are these dynamic buying tools something that retailers and wholesalers can access easily, or are they more complicated and more complex than, say, just chatting with an AI tool?
I'm glad you asked that, because there is a misconception that dynamic buying tools are just plug and play or are like chatting with an AI bot. the reality is a little bit more nuanced. The underlying capabilities that make those tools work, predictive analytics, demand forecasting, cost modeling, those are available. But accessing them and operationalizing them are a different challenge. Most retailers and wholesalers won't get value from those tools straight off the bat unless two things are in place. The first is those tools have to have their data, and their data has to be well-structured, organized with all the right reference data and metadata tags to analyze it. And two, it needs to be integrated in with the systems they use to operate their business, their ERP, their procurement system, and their order management systems, so that we've got well-structured master data and our operational transactional systems working together, and then we layer the tools that make dynamic buying work over it. Coming up with that solution is a little bit more complicated. So yes, it exists. Most companies aren't really using it today.
So it all sounds, again, very, very cool. And as I sit here and listen to you, and as our other listeners sit here and listen to you, what advice would you give them if they're looking to implement predictive analytics or investing in a dynamic buying tool?
Yeah, I think the best advice we can give is this is not a leap. This is not a turn on and it works kind of tool. Companies really need to think about a stair-step model to readiness to deploy these tools. And I think that's something that any retailer could adopt today. Step one is we've got to get our inventory data in a great place. Who are you buying from? Where is it coming from? What are alternatives or variants of specific products? And what are the costs associated with changing those? Once I have that in order, then I at least have my reference data foundation to start layering other tools on top of that. So then my next piece is, how do I put AI on top of that to help me do some of the scenario modeling? Then how do I get into predictive? And then how do I really get into proactive, where the system's integrating into my others and executing workflows based on what I'm seeing in the data?
So it sounds like a lot of steps. Sounds like it's complicated. Sounds like it's very futuristic, as I mentioned earlier. Do you see retailers and wholesalers actually using this kind of technology today, or is this something, you know, in the far distant future?
We see retailers on their journey to using this tech right now. It is very resource intensive. And the first step organizations can make once their data is in order is to say, how do I enable humans to make these choices? I don't think we're all the way to machines executing proactive changes on our behalf. But we do now have flags showing up on buyer screens to reroute orders and systems doing a lot more of those things. So we are seeing more sophisticated retailers doing that. We're also seeing those with clearly viable alternatives making choices in the moment. But the true kind of dynamic autonomous buying is not quite there yet. But we are a lot further in the journey than I thought we'd be, candidly, right now.
And these retailers that you're seeing or working with, you know, this type of AI implementation, again, whether they're going to look at predictive analytics or they're going to implement dynamic buying, do you see this being done in-house or is it outsourced?
In most cases, the initial build is outsourced, particularly for mid-sized retailers and wholesalers. They often don't have the expertise in-house to configure the models, get their data into a data lake where they consume it and analyze it, integrating the systems together. That can be a pretty heavy lift if you're starting from scratch. That said, larger or more digitally mature organizations are choosing to build those capabilities in-house. I talked with a client the other day who had brought in a big development group because they realized that was a future of how they were going to compete. And so it was easier to own that and build really differentiated solutions tailored uniquely for their business versus outsourcing. So it depends on where an organization wants to invest, what kind of business they want to be, how different their skills are. But in most cases, it's not a native talent an organization has in-house today. So it's either insource or hire.
Got it.
Or outsource or hire.
Great. Thank you so much, Ashley. So from sourcing to tariff strategy, AI is opening up new possibilities for smarter, more agile operations. But tapping into that potential requires the right data, tools, and partnerships. If you found today's episode insightful, be sure to share it with your colleagues to spark new ideas across your organization. And as always, thank you for listening to 60 Second Retail. Have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.